Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something really interesting in Australian mortgage broking.
Yeah, it's this kind of paradox, isn't it?
Exactly. The whole sector is, well, booming. I mean, 75% market share of new home loans by March 2024. That's huge.
Massive. It's pumping, what, $4.1 billion into the economy? Supports over 22,000 brokers.
Right. But that's the collective picture. What's happening for the individual broker on the ground?
That's where the paradox bites. This huge success kind of hides this intense competition underneath.
Fierce competition.
Yeah, fierce. Brokers risk becoming, you know, commoditized. Just another option.
Like a race to the bottom on price.
Pretty much. And the best interest duty, which is great for consumers, adds this layer of compliance work. It makes being a generalist, well, really tough, much harder to stand out.
Okay, so if being a generalist is this race to the bottom, how does a broker get out of that? How do they build like an economic moat?
Specialization. It's about moving out of that crowded red ocean.
Red ocean. Lots of sharks fighting over the same fish.
Exactly. Into a blue ocean where the demand is focused and you're the expert.
And that attracts different clients.
Higher value clients, often. Mm-hmm. People looking for specific expertise, not just shaving a few basis points off the rate. You know, stats show nearly 3/4 of clients stick with a broker they trust, even if they could get slightly cheaper elsewhere.
Trust built on expertise. Makes sense.
And it's more efficient, too. Higher conversion rates. You become a sort of referral magnet.
A referral magnet.
Yeah. Other professionals, accountants, financial planners they want to refer to, a specialist they know can handle complex cases in a specific area.
Okay. That sounds powerful. So for you listening, how do you actually find a profitable niche? Where do you even start?
Well, it's a bit of internal audit and external scam.
Okay.
Look inwards first. What's your background?
Yeah.
Any specific industry experience? Or just what deals did you actually enjoy working on? Where did you feel you added real value?
Right. Leveraging what you already know or like.
Then look outwards. Where are the gaps? Underserved borrowers. What are lenders actually looking for right now? What niches have good policies?
And your network.
Definitely leverage your network. Sometimes the best niche is staring you in the face through existing contacts, but crucially,
yes,
it has to pass the profitability test. Is there enough deal flow? Is the competition manageable? Do lenders actually want this type of business?
Got it. Can we make this more concrete, like actual examples in the Aussie market?
Absolutely. Let's get really specific. Think about, say, medical professionals. Doctors, dentists, vets.
Okay, yeah. Busy people, often high earners.
Exactly. A specialist knows the ins and outs of medico policy. Things like LMI waivers, no lender's mortgage insurance, sometimes right up to 100% LVR.
Wait, 100% LVR with no LMI?
For certain professions, yes. That can save a doctor tens of thousands of dollars, literally. Plus, the broker understands their complex income structures and time pressures.
Huge value add there. What's another one?
How about Australian expats buying property back home while earning overseas?
That sounds complicated.
It is. Foreign income verification is tricky. Different lenders shade income differently, meaning they only count a percentage.
Shade income.
Yeah, like they might accept 80% or even 100% of USD income for servicing, but maybe only 60 or 70% for, say, UAE dirhams or Singapore dollars. A specialist knows which lender is best for which currency and situation.
Again, super specific knowledge, saving clients time and potentially getting them a loan they wouldn't otherwise get.
Precisely.
So you've picked your niche medico, expats, whatever it is. What's the playbook then? How do you become the person for that?
It's sort of a three-step playbook. First, positioning.
Meaning how you present yourself.
Right. Your website, your LinkedIn, everything needs to scream your specialty. You're not just John Smith mortgage broker. You're John Smith Australian expat finance specialist. Clear as day.
Makes sense.
What's next?
Content. Create really specific, helpful stuff for your niche, like a guide on LMI waivers for doctors or a checklist for expats buying investment property.
So you're building authority and attracting leads naturally. Exactly. You become the trusted source. And third, build that referral ecosystem.
The network you mentioned earlier.
But strategically, connect with professionals who serve your niche. Medical associations for medico specialists, international tax advisors for expats. Give them value first, show you're the expert, and the referrals will follow.
Okay, so wrapping this up for you listening. It sounds like sticking to the generalist path in today's market is, well, pretty risky.
It's getting harder, definitely. Feels like swimming against the tide sometimes.
But choosing a niche, really specializing deliberately, that changes the whole game. You compete on unique value, not just price.
Absolutely. It shifts you from being a price taker to a valued expert. So I guess the real question for you listening is,
what is it?
What specific problem out there are you, or could you be, uniquely positioned to solve for your clients? Which niche are you maybe already leaning towards or thinking about exploring? That's the key thought.